Al-Bayan Radio presents Reviving the Prophetic Sunnah, presented by Nidal Ayyubi.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa min wala. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters, and welcome back to our series, Reviving the Prophetic Sunnah. Today we have reached the 26th of Ramadan, and our topic is Praising Allah and sending salam on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before dua. My dear brothers and sisters, dua is one of the greatest acts of worship. So much so that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a hadith made worship and dua into one. Nu'man bin Bashir radiallahu an, he narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Ad-du'a huwa al-ibadah." Dua is worship. Then he recited the ayah,
وقال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم
And your Lord has said, call upon me, I will respond to you. Surely those who are too proud to worship me will enter hell fully humbled or in humiliation. And this hadith is found in the Sunan of Abi Dawood and also of Tirmidhi and others and has been declared sahih by Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah. My dear brothers and sisters, making dua has etiquettes that we must learn, such as what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us in the following situation, that while he was seated sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a man entered and performed prayer and said, Allahumma ghfirli warhamni, O Allah, forgive me and have mercy upon me. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said, Ajilta ayyuha al-musalli, you have rushed, O praying one. When you perform prayer and then sit, then praise Allah with what he is deserving of and send prayer upon me, then call upon him. Then another man performed prayer after that, so he praised Allah and sent prayer upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said to him, O praying one, supplicate and you shall be answered. This hadith is found in the Sunan of At-Tirmidhi and others. And this hadith has been declared as sahih by Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah. So my dear brothers and sisters, this sunnah requires from us to take a little bit of time before making dua to send praises upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying, for example, Alhamdulillah, and prayers upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As such, the dua will have a higher chance of being answered bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. And finally, we leave you with the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وَإِن تُطِيعُوهُ تَهْتَدُوا.
And if you obey him, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you shall be rightly guided. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.